Before we continue the sugya on Afman Beis and Midbeis, we'd just like to learn a Tosfos we had skipped over on Afman Aleph and Midbeis. The reason we skipped it over was because we did not know the Gemaras in order to understand what Tosfos is speaking about. But now that more or less we learned most of the Gemaras, so just Tosfos makes this is Nam Cheshben Zeis. We have here three Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Kiva. How we darshan Noki? Rabbi Lezer darshans Noki mechatzi Teufel, Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshans Noki mit Mei Vlodeis, Rabbi Kiva darshans Noki mit Mei Evet. Now Teisvis wants to make a shtikel Cheshben. Why one doesn't hold of the other's drash? Let us see, Taisus Memalef and Beis Vermaschel Noki. Noki mechatzi kaifa. This is Rabbi Lezer's drash. Atam is brought to from chatzi kaifa. Leiboy lemeima Noki mid mevlodis kabyesi aglili. Why didn't you want to say like kabyesi aglili Noki mid mevlodis? Vishim kushye da anoshim. Because Rabbi Kiva asked the kasha, and why do you need a miyut? And the mevlodis and balashen noki, it says, he not so anoshim, anoshim v'loi shvom. I have already a miyut. This was Rabbi Kiva's kasha and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Lez also held up this kasha. Umid mei evet, and why didn't he want to say that noki means mid mei evet? And that means, what should he say? He should say, just like he said over here, that Noki Mechatzi Kaifa means there's a problem. So Rabbi Lezer said, no, the pasuk, this case is when you don't kill the sheir. The skaven lariges abeheime. Behorag esa odom. You don't kill the sheir. So I would think you're chayiv chatzi kaifa. So therefore, I need a posik to pata from chatzi kaifa. So Taisvi says, so Rabbi Yosef Glili could have said the same mahalach and chatzi mi, noki mi chatzi d'meyevet. It's speaking about niskaven laroi kesa behemet. Behorag esa evet. There's no chiyuv skila. There's no aviyula bezn v'yishalom loch. So I would think you pay the me'ebed. Kamash melon, but noki mechatzi the me'ebed. So Taisi says, umid me'ebed, the hainu shloishim shalevet loikama. The chresh lokish svirelei, he holds like chresh lokish, tamal lekamon, this we did not learn yet. But chresh lokish says further, k'she'ein ha'sher b'skila v'loi m'shalom knas. Reish Lakish is a drash by an Eved Kanani. The only time you pay Shloishim Shalevet if you kill the sheir. So Memele, so Rabbi Lezer held, so you don't need a meat by a tam. If there's Eidim, it was Niskaven Lari Gesa Eved, so Biyula Bezn Biyishalem Loch. So the Stamazai, it's not Shaykh to pay up Shloishim Shalevet. It was niskaven lariges a behemah v'hoges a eved. So there's no chiyuv of afilu by a muad. There's no chiyuv of shloishim shekel. If the ain asher beskila, there's no chiyuv bechlal. Va'af al gafsam emele. So he couldn't say like Rabbi Yosef Glili. He couldn't say like Rabbi Kiva. Va'af al gav de koifer mechayiv Rabbi Lezer. I by koifer he did say the shpilachu. He said that I would be chayiv by koifer niskaven larig as a beheime v'horig ben choirin. I would think he's chayiv koifer. Bechayiv Rabbi Lezer, haynu mishum de dorish im koifer. There's a im l'rabbeis koifer shaloi bekavonek Rabbi Yochanan de lekamon. There's a Rabbi Yochanan further that says that koifer shaloi bekavonek, even though the sheir is not beskilev, you pay kaifa. So Mamela, this was the case that I needed a miyut for. It's speaking about that it was Shaloi Bekabone, Niskaven Larigas Abahime, Mahorgas Odom. The Sheir is not Piskila. You can't say, Heviola Bezna Beyishalamla. There is a Chiyiv Koifa, so I would think a Tam pays Chatsi Koifa. That's when you need a Bala Sheir Noti to tell me that a Tam does not pay Chatsi Koifa. Avul Imevet, now, if the Im is coming to tell us, even though Eina Sheir Beskila, Abaylam Yishalam and Koifa, by Evet, it also says Imevet. Avul Imevet Leidorish, Dahochi Koma Rishlokish Lakama. So Memele, so he had no oifen, that you need a posik to be mamayt shloishim shalevet by a tam. If the sheir is beskila, v'yila bezn v'yishalem lo. If the sheir is not beskila, so b'chal is no chiyim shloishim shalevet. Usvore de Rabbi Kiva de salke daiter de tam mishalmed meyevet min aliyah, ay Rabbi Kiva erenu mahala. Rabbi Kiva had a mahalach we learned yesterday that since Eved is more chomer than Ben Chayrim, that an Eved, you pay, even though it's worth one shekel, you pay shloishim shekel. So I would think an Eved, you pay min aliyah. That was the salt. That's why Rabbi Kiva lenafshe holds you need a miyut by tam, because you pay min aliyah. Lesser le Rabbi Lesser. That Rabbi Lesser doesn't hold up. As achidish, that he should pay min, a tam should pay min aliyah. That chiddush he doesn't hold. So memele, of the process of elimination, the only case that we could use Noki is from Kaifa. That's why he said that Noki is coming to tell us the Bala Shanoki atam is part of Machatzi Kaifa. The Intaima, Frek Taisvis is still once Al Kaponim, let him say like Rabbi Kiva. The lema noki midvei eved mamish mishavye. We'll have later in the sugya, and that mem gimel, that in a case that you don't pay the knas, you don't kill the sheir, so you don't pay knas, but you pay is an inyan of dmei eved. Let's talk about a muid. Or we can talk about a tam also that zaker you don't kill let's say by the eved niskaven larigas abehime bohorak es eved. So in this case, since there's no chiyuv skila, there's no din of shloishim shel eved, but you paid the value of the eved. So now this formula, this klal kol mokim she'ein asher beskila. That's in Shloishim Shalevet. Shloishim Shalevet is dependent on Sher Beskila. But, even though you don't pay Shloishim Shalevet, you pay the Dmei Evet. There's a new din. You pay how much the Evet was worth. You kill the Chamer of a person, you pay how much the Chamer is worth. So you kill the Evet, you'll pay how much the Evet is worth. So, Taisis is asking Yakash. Say, Bazoi, why didn't Rabbi Lezer say Bala Shernoki is going on Dmei Evet? And that Taisha says two things. B'mokim Dvoi Mishalim Knas Mishalim Domin to the Mashma Lekamon Hilkach Itzterech Lemifter Tam. So I have another case. And this Taisha says two things. B'yashloima Kiven de Betam Leke Knas Bekavone, if he wanted to kill the Sher, the ikil, there's like an ikil tashlumim and a second rate tashlumim. The ikil tashlumim, when he wants to kill the Eved, the ikil tashlumim is a knas. Then, if he didn't want to kill the Eved, it's a second rate tashlumim, then you pay domi. So Taisvi said, Rabbi Lezer held, kiven de betam leke knas bekavone, when he wanted to kill the Eved, he doesn't have to pay at all. Because if you lebezn v'yishalem loch, Shaloi bekavoni nami pshitid loy mishalim domim. Domim is a bimokim knas. When you don't pay knas, you pay domim. But if a tam is potter from knas, so you zicha don't have to pay domim. Inami, a second teretz. In svore lahamid ptu de noki, bala shernoki ela achiyuve dechsivi bepar shebehedye. Baal Asher Noki is going, and the Chiyuvim with the Torah specified, Kigan Koifel, Uknas, Udmei Vlodis. But this Chiyuv Domim, there's no Pasuk that mentions Beferish Chiyuv Domim, it's a Svare. So to say, Baal Asher Noki is speaking about Domim, I mean, who's talking about Domim? When you learn Chumash, we didn't speak about Domim. So to say that it's going to be Maya Domim, that's not Mustaba. So Tosfos took care now of Rabbi Elazar. So Bekitzer, Rabbi Elazar holds by Dmei Vlodis, you don't need Baal Asher Noki, it says Anoshim Velo Shvorim. By Dmei Eved, he holds that if he killed Bekavone, is he really Bezen Bishalmoch, so you also don't pay. He killed Shalei Bekavone, so there's no skillers, you don't pay Knas. In Domim, we're not Memayah, so there's no Knas, there's no Domim, or the Pasuk isn't speaking about Domim. So it's the process of elimination, and the only one that the Baal Asher Noki could be going on is Kaifa. Now Taisa says, so I explain Rabbi Elazar. So now we'll explain Rabbi Kiva. The Dorish Lekama Noki Midmei Eved, Kloima Mishloishim Shel Eved, and we know Rabbi Kiva says, Ketari Vahav Amina by Eved Yepay Me'aliyah, so it's talking about that the Sher killed the Kabon of the Eved, and I would think Yepay Me'aliyah, and Kamash Malon, you don't pay. Now, why didn't he want to say, like Rabbi Elazar, Mishum, because the only case is, by Tam, by Niskaven, Larig Esa Beheime, Vahoy Esa Odom, and Rabbi Kiva holds, Mishum Dafilamu, and Nami Potter, Shaloi Bekavone. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. He holds like Rabbi. That Rabbi holds that a fellow by koyfer shalei bekavone veinasher beskila in a bayom misham koyfer. Lei boy look me noki mit mei ben choyren. Aye, maybe it's going on domin. Maybe it's going on domin. That means einash he wanted to kill a behemer. He killed an odom. There's no chiyuv koyfer because einasher beskila in a bayom misham koyfer. But maybe it's coming to be memayid domin. The bemuad ikid domim shalay bekavonik and the muchel lekamon a line of time like the frish. I just said you say this. I mishum the domim like chivi. It doesn't say domim in the Torah. I don't want to say that a baal asher noki is coming to mamay. It's something which the Torah didn't specifically speak about. I mishum the kivin leyashkin kaifa betam the ikid chiyev is the ikid chiyev tashlumim asher shahayim bekavonis adam is kaifa. And if by a time there's no weaker tashlumim, leitzach lemayit adomim. So the kids said, what Taisi just said a yisod. Now, but let's understand what Taisi just said. That if there's no tashlume kaifa, so then there's no tashlume domim. So, there's no tashlume kaifa by sher shalei bekavone, so there's no tashlume domim. By time, there's no tishlumei kaif, there's no tishlumei dam. In time of alakam and yafinen ishe shalei bekabone, misher shalei bekabone. We learn now, just like sheh shalei bekabone, you pay damim, ishe shalei bekabone, we also pay damim. I just said a yisod, when there's no kaif, there's no damim. Sheh shalei bekabone, this kaif. We're talking about a sheh amuad, this kaif, bekabone, and shalei bekabone is damim. But ishe, there's no kaif by ishe. By Eish Bechal, there's no Tashlume Kaifa. Hilkach, Mishum Kaifa, Leishav Kinan Domi. So if there's no Din Kaifa, so we'll let him pay Domi Malkaponim. Avel Sher, the Shaykh Be Kaifa. There is a Tashlume Kaifa by Sher. But Vilahachi, Leka Kaifa, Betam. But a Tam doesn't have Tashlume Kaifa, because Ein Asher Beskila in Baila Mishalmim Kaifa, if it is Beskila, so then Zibila Bezim Mishamlach, and Svara Lechaifa Doma Shalai Bekabana. So if the Iker Tashlumim which exists by Sheol, does not exist by Tam, so Mela, I don't say this, a Tashlume Doma. Va'oid Yeshloima Tam Achel L'Rabbelesa. Now Taisha says, L'Rabbelesa, Taisha said a whole bunch of reasons The Rabbi Lezer is no problem whatsoever. The Mistaber Leluk mi bekeifa, Ubala Sherlocki is going on Chatzi Keifa, mi bechol dovo, dohochi mashm le pashta de komi, de chsiv basrev, im shoy moga, chushi shalom keifa. Bala Sherlocki is speaking about Asher Shenogach Odo. We say it's going on to my lovers, we say it's going on to my ever, that's taking it out of the parsha, putting it someplace else. About parsha de kol, we're talking about Asher Shenogach Odo. And it says Bala Shernoki Vim Shernagahu, then you pay Kaifa. Fine. The Imtaima Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now Tesla goes to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Bala Shernoki is coming on the Mevlodis. Doma Tam Mishalim, so he taka holds Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kaifa, taka pays Chatzi Kaifa. The Kama Noki mid Mevlodis. The two havele lemeima noki michatzi koifa mitaima the frishes. The parsha is speaking about koifa. So why didn't he want to say that he holds the maishi chayiv chatzi koifa? So the parsha that's speaking about koifa bala shel noki was speaking about koifa. No, that's speaking about the mevlodis. Chatzi koifa is chayiv. Why is he learning like that pshat in the pasuk? Ein mikrayot midei pshutei. He held misvore. This is impossible. If a tam pays chatzi nezik, so a tam should pay chatzi kaifa. Why not? So that's why he said it's going down to mevlodis. And the mevlodis, either one of the two. If we hold, according to the last mahalach in the gemara, we said he holds asher is bechlal potter from the mevlodis. Asay a tam and sayamu. So it's golgot. Let's say that the Bible. We'll say that he holds according to the Bible of a share is part of the May Blood is Paint Amamut. So he said, okay, that's what the Posik is telling us, that a share is part of the May Blood. It's telling us Allah I can grasp and understand. But to say that a share mood pays kaifer and a share tam shouldn't pay chatzi kaifer, that he didn't want to say. So he holds the Maisa, a short time based Chatzi Kaifa. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now, let us get back to where we're up to and after Mem Beis Amid Beis. We had learned, let's just go over quickly from the Tanna Rabbanit again to the swing of the Sugya. Tanda Rabbanit's around 10 lines from the bottom of the Afman Beis and Medbeis. Tanda Rabbanit, Vahemis Isha Yisha, Omar Rabbi Kive, Chima Bozel Lamdeinu. What is the Pasuk coming to tell us, Vahemis Isha? Im Lechayev Ala Isha Ki Ish, Arekvanem Akigar Sher Es Isha Yes Isha. So I know. The Pasha started with an Isha also, so it says in Sher Nagar, who is going on Isha. Ela Lahakish Isha Lish, Ma Ish Nizokav Liyoshav. When you kill a ish, so you pay kaifa, not to the wife, you pay kaifa to the yoshim, to the children. Af isha nizakel yoshim. So if you kill an ishim, so just like when you kill a husband, you give it to his yoshim, not to his wife. Af isha, if you kill an isha, you give it to her yoshim and not to her husband. I don't understand. Rabbi Kiva hold, good, you give to the yoshim, a husband, yoshim's, a wife doesn't yashin a husband. The husband yashin is a wife. Vasanya v'yorosh oisa mikant shabal yorosh esish leidive Rabbi Kiva. So what's pshat in this trash that you don't give kaifa to the husband? Omer ashlokish omer Rabbi Kiva ela bekaifa. Hoya vein mishtalam ala achemise. Havalei hoy. Since the tashlumen lechiv tashlumen's first chala achemise. She was never zeiche in the chiyuv yet, till she died. So this is called a mamonis that she was not murzikin. She first acquires the mamonis lachemise. So that is called a mamonis that she's roi to acquire. And a baal neitel beroi kibbe murzik. A baal does not take roi. He only takes murzik what she possessed bechayev he yashin. But what she's aimed to acquire, he doesn't yashin. My time, as the Mos says, how do you know that this is Roy? Maybe Vehemis means if we were Oymed, we were Mishaya that she's Oymed to die, there's already a Chiv Tashlumei Kaifa. Amakov, Amos, Isha, Isha, Asha, Yisokov, Gambalov, Yumos, and Kaifa, Yushas, Olov. So we said that, the Gabi Asher, Yisokov, Behemis, Isha, Isha, Zichem means not that where Amad is going to die. Asher, Yisokov is only if he died already. Behemis, Isha, Isha. Kemisis, Abailim, Kach, Misis, Asher. You won't kill a person, Kozman, the person that's, if he's Amad to get killed. You killed a Ritzeh after the Nirzach dies. So it says, Behemis Asher Yisokel. So Behemis there means, was Mamish, he died already. Im Kaifa Yishasolov. Then it says, so the Chiv Tashlume Kaifa is only if there was a Hemis that Asher Yisokel. So Mamela, so she's first Zoicha in the Tashlume Kaifa after she dies, so it's Roy. In Baal Yerush as Ishte Beroy. You're going to tell me by Nizokin, Rabbi Kiva holds that a husband will yarshen a wife? Vasanya, we learned about Isa. Hika esa isha v'yotza yilodel. Two people were fighting. The one that v'yotza v'anoshim. V'hika esa isha. And he, instead of hitting the one he wanted to hit, he hit the Isha. He didn't kill her. There wasn't an Osain. The Yotzu Yilodel. So, with the Hakor, he made Nezek and Tzal. And he was Mapo the Vlodis. So it says in the Baraita as follows. He can say Isha be Yotzu Yilodel. Noisain Nezek v'Tzal le'Isha. And he was Mazika. It was Geirim Atzar, Dakor made Atzar, so he has to pay the Isha. He was Mapel the Vlodis, the Yotzi Lodel, or the Mevlodis Labal. He paid the Mevlodis Labal. So this halach is very poshit. The Shlumi Nezek Atzar goes to the Isha, the Mevlodis go to the Baal. Ein HaBaal, what if the Baal died? So who does he pay to the Mevlodis? Noisein li Yoshov. So he gives to his Yoshim, his children, the Dmei Vlodis. Ein ha-Isha, what if the Isha died? Noisein li Yoshov, you give to her children. So now we have a problem. Why do you give to her children? She gives to the Baal. A Baal is Yerish as Ishtai. This is the problem which the Gemara is concerned about, but the Gemara brings the end of the Baraisa. We started off by saying, if he could, as he should be Yotzi Ladev, there's Nezik and Tzar in the Mevlodis. So we said, when they're alive, you give the Nezik and Tzar to the Isha and the Mevlodis to the Baal. When they die, so you have to pay the Yoshim of each one respectively. The Yoshe Ha'isha get Nezik and Tzar, the Yoshe Baal get Mevlodis. Hoysa Shivcha V'nishtachara. What happens if the Isha was once a Shivcha, and then she became Mishucheres, and she got married to an Eved Mishucher. Or she was once a Goite, and she was Megaya herself, and she got married to a Ger. This is Pasag Yeshidach, a Mishucher with a Mishucheres, a Ger with a Giyoyres. Now, they both died. So here, since the husband was a Ger, the wife was a Giyoyres, or a Mishucher, Mishucheres, they have no Yoshin. So, Zocho. So this person, who calls man they were alive, had to pay a bill to the Isha of Nezek and Tzar, and pay a bill to the Baal of the Mevlodis. Now that they died, Zocho, he doesn't have to pay anything. Who does he owe to? He's the first one in line to be Zoich and the Chivs. He doesn't have to pay anything. Yeah. Let's see what Rashi said. Vald Mevlodis Labal, Atayrez Oxalek, Kedersiv, Baal Haisha. Give the Baal Haisha. Ein Haisha, if the Isha died, Naisin Yosher, Nezek Vitzah. Haisha Shivcha Venishtach, Kloima. Don't talk about that. What she was in that Negea. Mishucheres Mu'uberes, Haisha Mishucheres Mu'uberes Mimishucheres. That's what Ika was talking about. That which she was once a shifra, we just want to make her a mishucheres to make sure that she doesn't have any yosh. She was a mishucheres, and she married a mishucha. Oigi yoyres, meberes meger, umeisu shneim. Zocha is potter minaker. See, he doesn't have to pay anything. Shehu kaidem. He comes before anyone else. Oyel ve'ein lehem yoshim. They don't have any yoshim. Kol ha'kaidem b'shalehem zocha. So whoever wants to be zoche, which what they owned, they can be zoche. So now, he owed them money. He owed her nezek etzah. He owed the husband my blooders. So Mamela, he's before the chayiv to pay her and him. He's first. Avo Yisraelis muberes mi Yisrael. But if you'll have a Yisraelis that's moving from Yisrael, fula ein lem bonim. Yesh lo yoshim lirash chelka, v'yesh lo yoshim lirash chelkoi. So Mamela, so then that's what you're chapa by again giyores. Again, yes, don't have any Yoshim. A Yisrael and Yisraelis, we nisht we, there's Yoshim, no children, there's Al Kaponim, there's no Yid that doesn't have a Yerish. Zot Rashi weiter, v'davke nishtachar koidem chavola. That's what we say, that ein lehem Yoshim, so zocho, that's davke nishtachar koidem chavola. She became a meshucheres before the chavola. Avol hoiso shivcho kishachov albo. But what is if she was a shivcho kishachov albo? Chayiv bakel. Then he's chayiv in everything. Then if he was v'shas chavola, she was a shivcho. So then there's no zocher. Even though the husband died and she died, but he has to pay everything. Afilu b'dmei v'lodes v'yiten l'adeinel t'dmei v'lodes shivcha einem elo l'baylem shalom k'nemrin l'kama b'sher sh'nogach ha'sapore v'amu lo chamreso ma'barto askes minoy. That means, if she was Muberes, Nashifche, so Memele, the Hezek of the Ibu goes to the Odein. Am Adoim Elachamoyer, Skufekoni, so the Ubrim also belongs to him. So then you pay everything. You pay Tzar and Nezek to the Odein. So the Odein was Koine. So the Tashumina and Tzedek, the Tzar and Nezek go to the Yodin. The Tashlumim, the Mevlodis go to the Yodin. It's Chamras and Mabarto. So that's why the Tana was Medaik and said there was a Meshucheres and a Meshucher. So then we have a case, there's no Yoshim. So then, so they both died, the Zocher. But if she wasn't a Meshucheres, then everything goes to the Yodin. Okay, we went off on a tangent a little bit, but let's go back to the first halacha. The first halacha was that if a person was hidden isha, he could say isha, v'yotzele adel, and then the isha and her baal died, so you give the tzar, a nezek to her yoshim. Why did he give the tzar and nezek to the yoshim? Give it to the husband. The husband yarshins his wife. Why did he give it to her children? So Rabbi said it's speaking about that the husband gave her a get. That's what we're speaking about. We're speaking about a grusha. So speaking about a grusha, so Mamela, so he doesn't yarshin her. He gave her a get. Now she dies, he give it to the yoshim. Chayin Amar Rav Nachman begrusha. Omri grusha. I'll speak about a grusha. Tifloig b'dmei v'lodis. So why does he get all the d'mei v'lodis? She should get half of the d'mei v'lodis. Now what's pshat in half of the d'mei v'lodis? So there's a very interesting mahalach in Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says as follows. Really, when we speak about the May Vlodis, who did the Vlodis belong to? So the two. There's two parts. Shnei shutvim ba'adam. So l'chayre, made blood is, in reality, should be paid to both. So the Gemara understood, so why did he give the Baal to the made blood is? Because he's zeichet, that's the schus, just like a Baal is zeichet, but my say yodeo, so that the made blood is, that the chatzid the made blood is, that belonged to her, he's zeichet, that's what it is, he's zeichet, my say yodeo, so he's zeichet the made blood is, that's what the Gemara held. Fine. So therefore, that what it says in Chumash, he give him the made blood is, the Gemara understood, half he gets, out shooter from the Yetziris Avlodis, and half he gets, he's Zeiche, and the Shvach Ishtoi, what she gets, he's Zeiche, like he's Zeiche Maisi Adel. But now you said it's speaking about that he gave her a get. Fine, he gave her a get. So Nivlik, but my blood, so now let's, so he doesn't have, he doesn't have any schusim of what she gets. He gave her a get already, so he should take his half of the Dmei Vlodis, and she should take her half of the Dmei Vlodis. It says he gets to hold Dmei Vlodis. Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, you learned wrong Pshat and Chumash. Not Pshat is that she gets half, and he's zeiched that half from her. HaToyre zochsa Dmei Vlodis lebal afilabal ebiznus. Not that he's zeiched from her the Dmei Vlodis. That's the schus that a husband has. But what rightfully belongs to her, he's zeiche for her. I feel he's not a husband, he gets the Dmei Vlodis. So the Dmei Vlodis belong to the Baal. My time on my clock, Asher Yoshis, all of Baal Ha'isha. So Baal Ha'isha is the one that was boiled the Isha. That's how Chazal Darsh. So Mamela Shalom Ha'Yisrael. So Mizai is very good. It's very good that, speaking about he gave her a get. So that Nezek and Tzar, he can't Yashin, because he's his husband. That Mevlodis he gets, because he's Baal Ha'isha. So, Shalom Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Begrushaskin, Mishimoch Noisen Lior Sheho, Shegil Sheho Acher Achavolet, was Magarish after the Chavolet. Baal Ha'isha, Aboyel Hikbit. Let us see the second Taisvis. Afilu Baal Leo Business. Bishalmi Boi Abikive Baal Imoi Baal Achaisoi. Yoch, what's it in over there? Do you also get the May Vlodis? Yochel Afu Baal Ha'iroim. Baal Ha'isha means the one who brought about the Heroim. Tamaloyma Baal Ha'isha. That means, even though we darshan Baal Boyal, but ain mikra yaitzim bidei pshutai, Baal means a husband also. So you don't need a real husband, you need a person who could have become her husband. That means Kedushin is typhus. Tamaloyma Baal, oisa isha roi likra is Baal, that he could have had ishis and he could have had a shame Baal. So that person is Eichon the Mei Vlodis. I mean, the Lamaisi wasn't about Baal Ha'biznus. Yotzu Eilu She'enam Ru'uyim Likreis Baal. They're not Roy to be called a Baal. So Memele, so he then is not Eichon the Mei Vlodis. Fine. Fragt the Gemara. So we have a Teretz of Rab and Rab Nachman. Rabbi Rav Nachman, we had a kasha. We had a kasha. It says over here that person owes her nezek to tzar, and then she died. The husband doesn't get it. So we had a kasha. It's not roi. Why doesn't the husband get it? So he said a teretz that he gave her a get. So the Gemara is kamer dike kasha. Why isn't this called roi? Well, let's speak a little Oysenbeinik. She didn't have the money. He owes her the money. Someone was Hika Seisha. He owes her Nezek Vitzal. The Baal, she doesn't have it. He owes her. So now, she died. So who says the Baal Yarshin's that? L'cheira Achayiv is Roy. And we'll see, let's just say, what's the din? Let's talk about a Bechayr for 1 second. who also is named Leitl Baloi. So, there are cases, we'll see soon, there are cases that if, let's say like this, the father lent money to Reuven. The father lent money to Reuven Bechayev. He lent him $100,000. He doesn't have a penny left his name. He lent him $100,000. The father dies. Now the Bechayev wants to take for now. After the father dies, the lawyer pays the $100,000 back. So the Bechayev wants to take Pishnayim. So we'll see, it's not possible for him to take Pishnayim, because when the father died, he didn't have the $100,000. The $100,000 was paid afterwards. So we'll see this amachloikas. Others say it matters if he paid Kalka, then he does get the $100,000. Another one says if he pays Mois, then he gets the $100,000. We'll see as we progress in the sugya what the svaras are. But there is Rabin Rav Nachman, Rufus say, Rabbi said if he got money, Rav Nachman said if he got karke, it's called roi. That means money that he didn't have bepoil, bishas mise, is called roi. Karke according to Rabbi, money according to Rav Nachman. So memele, why did they have to make an akimt over here and say, it's speaking about he gave her a get? What's that a gemini a get? He did not get get, but he didn't pay her the money yet. The money that she did not have, Bechayel, if it got paid back later, it's Roy. Rabbi and Rav Nachman themselves said that. The money that got paid back later is called Roy. The Bechayel will not pay, take Pishnayim. So why didn't they say this Teretz? This is a Geshmak Teretz. He didn't pay them yet. Let's see the Gemara's Kash. Benukme la Rabbi, it's speaking about that the later the mazik paid back with money, and Rabbi holds that that's called roi. Ula Rav Nachman, kegoin shegovu karke. It was govu karke, Rav Nachman holds that that's called roi. The Omar Rabbi said by a bechir, govu karke yeshloi. If there were goyve karke after the father's death, there were goyve karke, the Bukhar takes Pishnayim. Govu mois ain't like, if there were goyve after the father's death money, the Bukhar doesn't take Pishnayim, so mois is called roi. Rav Nachman ma govu mois yeshla, govu karke ain't like. So memela, that is the Gemara's kasha. So why did they say he gave her a get? Say they were goyve, the commodity that makes it roi. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi. V'nukpe l'rabbe, loma lohu l'rabbe l'rab Nachman l'ukme begrushe, l'ukme marke de islay, marke de islay, b'yesh noichum, whatever they hold in yesh noichum, say the same thing here. Nukme l'rabbe k'goin sh'govu bezen mois min amazik. That later the mazik paid up with money. Lushal nezik v'tza. Va'af al pishen is chayiv lo michayim. Even though the mazik owed her v'chayel, li odif mimilva b'shta. Rabbi said, aloi v'od amal $100,000 and there's a shtar on it. And it was paid up la'achem isa b'mois. That's called roi. This is called roi. So if Rabbi himself said it's called roi, even though the labor owed it, it's called roi. So the money that was paid back is called Rabbi. It's called roi. The Amar Rabbi, govu yorshim karke b'milve shehilva abiyah. Rabbi said as follows. The father lent money. The father died without a penny in his banking account, but he had a loiva that owes him $100,000. So Rabbi said like this, Govu yoshim karke bimil v'shil v'avim, yesh loy l'pcher pishnayim. Then the pcher takes pishnayim. Why? Da hava lei kemurzik, da hai karke ishtabed lei lavun. This karke was meshubet to their father. That means when the father was alive, you'll ask the father, what do I have? So he says, in the bank account, I don't have anything. But His kark is meshibud to me. I have a shibud on his kark. Shibud is a bailus. Shibud is a sort of a bailus. So I have now a schus gviye in the life is kark. He didn't pay it, but I have a schus in his kark. So later when they goyve the kark, they are retrieving, they're getting back a moment that the father had a possession in. A shtikl bailus, and shibud is a shtikl bailus. So govu kark, so the pchay takes pishnayim. This was the father had a schus in this kalke bechayo, was meshubetim. Govu mois ain't like pishnayim. Rabbi says, but what if they took money? The lavani mois and yechavim vavegoi. This money that the loive pays back, this money never belonged to the father. This is the loive's money. He paid it up. The father never had this money. So memele, so that's right. For Rav Nachman omer govu mois yeshloi. Rav Nachman says, punkt verkehr. The chemurzik domi. We consider the father always had money. Shrei mois hilve aviyem u mois notloi. That means we say, what did the father have before the halvo? Before the halvo, he had money. So Mele, he's getting back the money that he possessed before. So this is considered, the father always had money. It's not a new commodity that the father is acquiring. The father was never in the real estate business. The father had money. The father had the loose cash he had. So the father had $100,000. He had it. He had money. He owes him the money. He's getting back the money. So we consider the money that's being paid back, this is considered, so the father got back what he always had. So we consider it like the father, if he paid back, we said the father never lost anything. The father always had this. He had a ontlich aloyva that pays back. So memela, so we consider money, we consider that he had money, he's getting back money. So this is called, he was musik and money. That, govul kaka ain't like, but govul, the kaka le nichavim, the father never had kaka. He wasn't in the real estate business. However, now all of a sudden, when they were going for the chavim, he got an apartment building. Fine. This is new. This he never had in his life. Havaroi. Bochinami, look me, Rav Nachum, gen shigov a kalke da havaroi. Yeah. So we have a Mordeke Kasha now, and Rabbi Rav Nachman, why do you have to make a Maisa that she's a Grusha? Let's say it's speaking about, there was Govu, a commodity that by Bchir is called Roy, by Mild is called Roy, so he'll also be called Roy. Omri, so the Gemara answered, Hani Mili Livnei Marov Alibe Darabona. That's what we said, that if the father got back a different commodity, it's called Roy, that's Alibe, the Bnei Marove, who said Alibe de Rabona. Ki Komri Hoche Ke Rebbe. Here we're talking according to Rebbe, so now we'll see Rashi, what's Pshat in the Teretz. Zit Rashi Azay. Omri, Hani Mili, the Ifle Grabe, Rab Nachman, B'yesh Neuchlem, now what that he holds Gavul Mois, Einloi Gavul Kark, Einloi, Alim the Bnei Marov. The Sholchu, the Bnei Marov, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael sent such a psak. Becher Neutel Pishnayim B'milve V'loi B'ribis. The Chachomim said Klo, Ribis, which accumulated V'achem Mises Aviyim, the father doesn't get Ribis at all. Vokimne alibe derabonon de pligi alei derabbi. The Omri, now that Narash is going to introduce us, there's a machlekes in Yesh Neuchlem between the Rabbon and the Rabbi. The Omri ain becher neutel pishnayim bishvach sheshipchu nechosim la'acha mises aviyah. There's a meridike machlekes. The father left over a tree, and the father died in Odor, left over the tree. It comes already in the spring, the tree has peiris. So there's a machlekes tarabonon and Rebbe, will the b'cher take pishnayim in the peiris. The Rabbanan say no, no. The father left over a tree when there's no apples on the tree. That came later. That's not musik. And the Rebbe says no. Shvach sheshibchu memele. That means the father had a tree that gives out apples. So memele. This is called musik. The he possessed a tree that gives out apples. They're not here yet. That's nothing. This is called, even though it's newly acquired mammon, that's called, that belonged to the father. That's called musik. If you have to invest to invest in order to make a shvach, no, that the father didn't have. But if it's shvach, the shibchu memela, so Rebbe holds that the apples are musik, the chachamim hold that the apples are roy. So now, the Bnei Marov is sent to Aloche, that if a father died, and he left over a milven ribis, so the milven, the b'cheta gets pishnayim. The ribis, the b'cheta doesn't get pishnayim. So now, we see the Bnei Marov are going to leave it the rabbon. The ribis they don't get, because the father didn't have it. So why did he get the milven? The milven also didn't have. The milven also didn't have. When he died, he didn't have a penny to his name. So there, Rabbi and Rav Nachman said a shtick to him. Rabbi said, Govul Kalki Yeshla. No, he had a shibud. There, he had a shibud b'chayov. So Mamela, so Lagabi, the milva, we say that he was Muslim in the milva. Rav Nachman says, he had money, he gets back money, so we consider that money he always had. Kalki is a new commodity. So Mamela, so Mois, Govul Mois Yeshla. But that's only according to the Chachamim, who hold that Shvachta Memele, he didn't get. This is only according to the Chachamim, who considered Shvachta Memele is something the father didn't possess. So therefore we have to say at Redel that Kalke Yeshloi or Mois Yeshloi, we consider that the father had it b'chayev. But according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds Shvoche de Memele. Shvoche de Memele is also called Muzik. So Memele, we have an Eisen Akasha. According to Rebbe, why does Rebbe Kiva say in the Baraisa that if she died, the money that was Nigbe, the money that was Nigbe for Tsar in Nezek goes to the ocean? Why doesn't it go to the husband? According to Rebbe, this is Zichen not called Roy. This is a schus she had. She's going to get it. So according, it's not worse than ribis, that according to Rebbe, or Shvach de Memele. So here there's no difference with how the Gviya was. It's according to Rebbe, it's not called Roy, since it was, they owed it to her, Bechayel. So let us again see the Lashon of Rashi. We said the Bnei Merov are going Aliva the Rabbanon, the Pligi Alei the Rebbe, the Omri Ein Becher Neutel Pishnayim. The Rabbanon hold the Becher does not take Pishnayim b'Shvach Sheshibchu Nechosem Lachem Isis Abiyim. So Memele, it's only called Muzik if the father had a possession of it b'Chayav. The Rebbe, afilu beribis namishakel pishnayim, the shvoche de memelu. Uparshu Rabbe v'Rab Nachman, loho de bnei merov, de omri le rabbonom, b'chayu noitel pishnayim b'milvim. So the shayla is, why is it considered that the father had the milve? That he was muzik in the milve? Is mar begovu mois, or mar begovu kalkin? And that's true. According to the Rabbanon, we could have said the same eights over here. According to Rabbit, speaking by Govi Mois. According to Rav Nachman, speaking by Govi Kalke. Afilu shvach, which is going to originate later. That's also called muzik. Let's say, the father had a schus that when the shvach will come and belong to him, the kosh came be milve, the command of gov yedami, milve zicher, this is svore, it's command of gov yedami, yemeshta, loishna govu karke, loishna govu mois, It's Icha called Musik. Hilkach, Ilav de Girsho, if they would not say this Akimte, that it's speaking about that he gave her a get, Shokel, so then the Baal would take, the Baal can bechor, a Baal has the same, the Baal has the same Hagdoris like a bechor. Umiyu bekoifer, fakat, so the Gemara is saying that it seems like Akiva holds like Rebbe. So Memele, so that's why the Gemara had to say a teretz of, that's why the Gemara had to say a teretz of Grusha. Umiyu bekoifer, I feel Rebbe made it, the Royu. Ribbis also, he owed it Mechaim. I mean, the he was mashabbing himself that he'll pay Ribbis. But here, the Kaifa, there's no chiv whatsoever. I have a kishvachid the memele. Harigasina anemili, livnei marov, libid rabbona, ki kama hoche ki rabbi. Now, let us see Taisvis. Vinukmi le rabbe kegoin shegovu mois. Vinukmi le rabbe kegoin shegovu mois. Avimotsi le meima, so Taisva says, Avimotsi le meima le rabbe aliba de nafshe, the Gemara could have asked a stronger kasha. Rabbe aliba de nafshe, look me, bein begovu mois, bein begovu karka. Why? Because what's the whole lumdus the rabbi says, Govukaka Yeshle? Because since it was Meshubit Bechaye, Ha'ov, so it's called Murzik. So that's if you hold Shibuta Deraisa. If you hold Shibuta Deraisa, so therefore it is called that the father was Murzik. But Rabbi Libet and Nafshe hold Shibuta Lav Deraisa. The Besayv get poshed muchach the sphere lay alibe de nafshe, and fill a gobble kaka ain loy. The shibu de lav de reise. Yo shibu de lav de reise. So my mail of the gmo could have asked a starke kasha, not like rabbi, let's say speaking about gobu mois. Fill a gobble kaka, rabbi, the shitos. And all shibu de lav de reise, fill a gobble kaka is also ain loy. Elle choshle dagde kolkach laharech shizvech laharche he de shibud alav dereis he de gavakarke yeshle le talsa. You have to say that Rabbi is going to leave the name of Rava velele svirele. So that's why when the Gemara asked the kasha, the Gemara said, "Aber kaponim," you can say it's speaking about gavul mois is zichra, but eitz that it's not muzik it's roy. But the Rav Nachman she gavul karke. Teirish, so Taisvis has a Mordi Kekasha. Taisvis speaks that a little clearer in Mababasa. Taisvis has a Mordi Kekasha. Rashi said along this, what's the Sfor of Rav Nachman that Govon Mois Yeshloi? So Rashi says, the Chemurzik Tomei, Shrei Mois Ilvavim, or Mois Notlo, he lent money, he got back money, so it's considered what he had, he got back, so it's considered like he never was Nechsa. That's very good by Milve. By a Milve, it's very good. The father had money, he got back money, so he says he's Musik in the money. But here we're speaking about that someone was Mazik the Isha. And he was Mazika. So before she had a hand, now he's paying her back money. Before she never had money. The Tsar, he was Mitzah, he was giving her money. This is not the Svar of Rav Nachman. Govul Mois Yeshle is only applicable by Halva. By Halva we could say he had money and he got back money, so we could say he was Musik in money. But by Nezokin, it's Zichah money is Lemal Lemayrit. It's Zichah called Roy. Because in the, that's his discussion. Rav Nachman Shegovul Karke, Perish Kegoin, so the Taisa says, what's the same shot in the Gemara? According to Rav Nachman, they can be speaking about all cases. Govul Karke, Govul Mois, Leibola Mutei Mois. Da, the Choshev Hosom Rav Nachman Mois. Kemurzokim, Einu Gabi Milve, Kedepere Shakuntres. Mishum de Zuziyoi, Vizuzi Shokol, so we consider like, he never was Nechsa of the money that he possessed, so it's considered like he had the money all the time. It's not shy to say that she's getting back the money she had all the time. The Tsar and Tashlumi, the Zokin is newly acquired money.
V'ri meforesh, v'ri has a whole new mahalach. V'ri meforesh l'fi shederech bnei Adam l'froya mois. V'ri said, not like Rashi, not the lomdus of Rav Nachman is, because he had money, he got back money, no. Whatever the derech is to pay up, we consider like he had it now already. You normally don't pay up with karka. And Taisus says, normally you don't pay the ribbis either. The money you pay back, the ribbis you don't pay back. But al kaponim, so the svare of something that's oimit to be paid back, so the father was secure about it somewhere. It's called the father, it was mudach bekufs, ayis bayene. Don't worry, it's just like by me already. He's gonna pay back, he pays back money, you pay back. So it's considered like the father was murzik in the money. Something that he's secure to get. Karke, people don't pay back with karke. So Mela, we can't consider that that was paid back later, he was secure with it, bechayel. So Mela, so therefore the Ri wants to say, so not Rashi svore, there's a new svore. There's a svare of what that was betuach to get paid with is considered musik bechayim. So memela, so nezik and tzar is also called musik. The mefosh v'shdach mi'odom lefroya mois choshet. Am nachme mois murzokim. Let's go a little further. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shoyer shehemis esa eved shaloi bekavona. We had already in this Taisvis, the first Taisvis we learned tonight, this Reish Lakish. Shoyer shehemis esa eved shaloi bekavona. Poto mishloishim shkolim. Shenema kesef shloishim shkolim yitain la doinov vahashoyer yisokel. So the yitain la doinov is if vahashoyer yisokel. Calls man shasher biskile, a bailem mishalmim shloishim shkolim. Ein asher biskile, ein a bailem mishalmim shloishim shkolim. So Reish Lakish said this halacha by shloishim shkolim. Omar Rabbe, na Rabbe said the same halacha by Koifer. Omar Rabbe, sher sheheimis ben chayrim, shaloi bekavone, means it's kavon largas abayim avorgas sodom, Potami Kaifa Shanema Asher Yisokal Vagam Bolov Yumas Im Kaifa Yushas Olov Calls Mancha Asher Biskile Baila Mishalmim Kaifa and Asher Biskile in Baila Mishalmim Kaifa. Let us see what Rashi says. Sher Shaloi Bikavona Potami Skile Kedis Nan Bemas Nisin Niskavan Larga Sabayme Yafina lo bigmore ke mises bailim kach mises asher. So since a person who killed someone shloi bekavone is not chayiv mise, so memela asher is also not chayiv mise. Ein asher beskile, ein a bailim mishalmim koifa. The rabbi loza the omar lael. So this is the rabbi which we had kaseid and taisu. Now we're meeting up with rabbi. The taisu says rabbi kiva holds like rabbi. That ein asher beskile ein a bailem mishalmim koif. Like Rashi, Rabbi Leza doesn't hold like Rabbi. Rabbi Leza said that the posik of Baal Asher Noki is speaking about Noki mechatzi koifer, and it's speaking about that the skaven larik es habehim avorig es ha'odom, that ein asher beskile and you pay koifer, and they need a posik to tell us that a Thomas Potter from Chatzi Koife. So Rashi says, "Mabalosa the Omer Lael ain't dini elam miskaven lari poligalay." Mabalosa zicher doesn't hold like Rabbi. The mediitzra kol the miftrei betam shaloi bekavone mechlal the muet shaloi bekavone pata mimisa bechayv bekoife. So lachere is a mislo modne. I mean, Rabbi Lezer Zatana, Rabbi Zinamayre, so how did Rabbi come and say such a statement that the Tashlumei Koifer is totally in Mises Asher Beskile? The Rabbi Akros Samir, the Pashta de Kro is like Rabbi. Because we'll see there's a Yitta in Koifer, but Pashta de Kro is like Rabbi. Umuki the masnisn the lakame kibosei, and he says there's a Stam Mishnah also like me. So there we pass like the Stam Mishnah. I dektoni masnisn potter mikoifer umiskile kama.